the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Today is Candlemas, the presentation in the temple. You've all gotten a candle, so can you please hold it up? Let's light them first. So let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe. To you be glory and praise forever. For you are our light and our salvation, and we, your children, wait for your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. In Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, there has sprung up a light for the righteous and joyful gladness for those who are faithful. As we, like Simeon and Anna, welcome him with joy, presented before us as light of the world. May we be filled with his spirit and made a living temple, to the praise and glory of your holy name, and we join our praises with theirs. Eternal light, shine into our hearts. Eternal goodness, deliver us from evil. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal pity, have mercy on us, that with all our heart and mind and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may keep your light, your candle the light, whatever you choose.
And we turn to page 2 of the red booklet and we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires are known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us therefore confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we stand for the Gloria. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple, in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for our first reading.
A reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant is whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be swift to bear witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired workers in their wages, the widow and the orphan, against those who thrust aside the alien and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Our gradual leader is number 482, Jerusalem the Golden, 482.
Letter to the Hebrew chapter 2, verses 14 to 18. Since therefore the children share the flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same thing, so that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. For it is clear that he did not come to help angels, but the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had become like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make a sacrifice of atonement for the sins of the people. He himself was tested by what he suffered. He is able to help those who are being tested. This is the word of the Lord.
Moving his chair. And a couple of minutes later, the lamp came down from the ceiling and fell on the floor, exactly where the high chair was standing a minute before I had moved it. It must have been intuition or something of the kind, but I think it also had to do with the care for my children. As a mother, you develop a certain sensitivity and alertness, which we may not always be able to explain. It is a bit like when we say that mothers have eyes in their back. And today, we celebrate the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Simeon and Anna, who are prepared for the coming of the Messiah by their devotional lives, meet Mary and Joseph, who according to their custom, bring their firstborn to the temple and offer a sacrifice. The meeting with Anna and Simeon is different, and not exactly what you expect when you come into the synagogue, or as in this case, the temple. Anna and Simeon come with a great sense of awareness that something special is about to happen. They have developed a certain sensitivity, and we may call it intuition when Simeon spoke the prophetic words about what was to come, because he knew for certain that this child was the Messiah, God's promise to humankind, and he thanked God for the keeping of his promise. The promise that he, Simeon, would not die before he had seen the Messiah, God's chosen one, as well as the gift to all the people of the Savior that was born. Candlemas, or the presentation of Christ in the temple, is 40 days after the celebration of Christmas. And on this day, Jesus was offered to the Father and shown to his people. His mother was purified, and we now come to him for cleansing. It's a turning point in the liturgical sequence of the year. We head back for the final time of Christmas, and we then turn towards the new period in the liturgical year, as the Sunday before Lent starts to unfold. Simeon refers to the future and the mission that Jesus had to fulfill. His words are prophetic, and certainly more than only sensitivity or intuition. His words were the fruit of his life, filled with prayer, and his focus on God all the time he spent in the temple. Not only are we given the opportunity in this part of the Gospel to see how God fulfilled his promise towards his people, and to Simeon and Anna in particular, but it gives us insight in the life of these two people. Anna never left the temple after she was widowed, but spent her time worshipping with fasting and praying. That in itself is admirable, but that is not the main lesson. It shows how these two people had sharpened their sensitivity, their alertness in things concerning God. How they had grown closer to God and had become more aware of his presence in their lives. Next Sunday, we start to look at the beginning of Lent, the time that we use to focus more on our own discipleship, on our own learning and growing towards God, by fasting, reading, and praying with an extra emphasis. Simeon and Anna have set an example, and they may remind us how we can use the preparation time for Easter. It may not always have to be giving something up, but we may focus on doing something extra. If we don't work actively on our discipleship, we will lose that special link with God. But it's not only maintaining the bond, but we also have the obligation to move on. It is a time especially dedicated to grow, or at least to create the possibility for God to work on us. Because we cannot so much improve ourselves, but we can pray that God will work on us and create in us more peace, more wholeness, and hence more godliness. Last week I mentioned that we come to church for healing, and quite often we ask for physical healing, but we certainly need to seek spiritual healing, as we all need to be healed in body, mind, and spirit. Let us confirm our faith in the words of the 19th Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the world and for the church to the Father who has promised to hear our prayers.
Today, for the after the light of God, the response is shine upon us. By the mystery of the Word made flesh, Lord, make yourself known to us. By the coming of Christ, the light of the world, Lord, make yourself known to us. By the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, Lord, make yourself known to us. By his revealing to the shepherds and wise men, Lord, make yourself known to us. By his baptism, the voice from the cloud and the dove, Lord, make yourself known to us. By his changing water into wine, Lord, make yourself known to us. By his proclaiming of the good news, Lord, make yourself known to us. God of light and love, we remember before you all who seek to proclaim the good news. We ask your blessing upon all ministers of the word and the sacraments, upon all who teach and preach in your name. We pray for all who are striving to bring the light of Christ to darkened lives. Light of God, shine upon us. We remember all who live in darkness and in fear. We pray for the persecuted and the homeless, for all who are captives or suffer from war or terrorism. We ask your blessing upon all who are anxious for their lives. Light of God, shine upon us. We pray for all who suffer from blindness or impairment of their sight, for those who suffer from river blindness. We ask you to bless all who seek to relieve their suffering and to restore sight. We pray for any who have lost vision of you and your love. We have also been asked to pray for Julia, Viola and Livia, and their father, Payam. Light of God, shine upon us. We remember all who are in the valley of the shadow of death, all who have passed beyond it to life and life eternal. We pray for our loved ones departed from us. May we all come to rejoice in the fullness of your kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Will you please stand for the peace? We are all one in Christ Jesus. We belong to him through faith, heirs of the promise of the Spirit of peace. And the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Give one another a sign of peace. Our offertory hymn is number 490, 490, Jesus shall reign wherever the sun. We will use Eucharistic prayer E on page 30 of your red booklet. The Lord is here. Lift up your heart. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, you've made the world and loved your creation. You gave your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. His dying and rising have set us free from sin and death. And so we gladly thank you, with saints and angels praising you and singing. Praise and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command and send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, he had supper with his friends, and taking bread he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence, his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favor on your people, gather us in your loving arms and bring us with St. Andrews and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ, and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, O loving Father, forever and ever. We turn to page 12 for the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray with confidence as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. And we say together, most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean. Our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, you fulfilled the hope of Simeon and Anna, who lived to welcome the Messiah. May we, who have received these gifts beyond words, prepare to meet Christ Jesus when he comes, to bring us to eternal life. For he is alive and reigns, now and forever. Amen. And we say together, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Just a few notices. We realize that the church is really not having a lot of money. We will ask you to do a contribution towards the coffee. There's a cup where you can put in some money, so you really kindly requested to do so. Next week we will have an interactive sermon, and that means that I don't know exactly how we're going to do it. I need a microphone, and whether I can take it with me I don't know, but I will go into church, we'll read the gospel, and we will discuss, because after all we are a community of faith together. That is, means that we need to discuss what we believe, what we find in Scripture, how we look at it, and that's what we're going to try next week. So be prepared. Don't stay away, please. And you heard the prayer for Julia, Viola, and Livia. I had a request by email from somebody, Priam, who is the father, and said that he feared for their lives and asked if we could pray for them. And that's all I know. But I'm happy to answer his request. Right, our final hymn is number 458, 458, Have Faith in God, My Heart.